This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Welcome back to our program again today. We have a teaching today. I want to talk to you about Psalms number one, the first book of Psalms, how it relates to our walk of divine health. Father, I thank you and praise you for this beautiful day. I thank you that you made them all. I thank you for your beautiful word, the law, that you tell us everything in your owner's manual, what to do and how to do it if we want to walk in divine health. It's all in your book. And Father, I thank you and I praise you and worship you for this book and the privilege that we have today to live in an era when we have your law, your spiritual law, your physical law, that we can sit and read and understand that this is you and you will fulfill this law in everybody's life. And I want to thank you and praise you for revealing it to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now then, there's one thing that we need to get a hold of. This book, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, which has been translated in many translations, but the one I use primarily the most is the King James. I use the King James, I use the New King James, and one of the translations that I'm using a lot lately is the New Living Translation, the NLT. I like it very well. I like the Amplified. There is several I do not like because so many verses have been left out. But there is many good ones, and the thing about it is, if you use different translations, use them all. Read them all together, making sure that they all agree with each other and that nothing has been left out. And when you read this book and you get a hold of the fact that this is God's law, this is his physical law, this is his spiritual law, and he tells us all about life. He tells us how to live, how to walk. And the only problem with us is we don't believe it's true. We, even as the church, have a hard time believing the Word of God means what it says and says what it means. But this book is a book from God, the creator of the universe, that created you and I and made us. And every one of us, and he is no respecter of persons. It makes no difference whether you're young or old or tall or short or white or black or red or what nationality or anything else you are. Every human being on the face of this earth is ruled by this book. This book. Not any other book, but this book. He tells you everything you need to know. Now, in Psalms 1, this is a great psalms to start out the book of Psalms to tell us how to walk in divine health. A lot of people miss this when they read Psalms 1, but I want you to see the very first word in the King James. It says blessed. Now, everybody wants to be blessed. I never run into a person in my life that didn't want to be blessed. When people see somebody that's financially well off, they think, wow, if I can only have that guy's money. Or if someone's sick and they see somebody that's well, that's walking in divine health, they think, if I can only have that man's health. Now, I've seen a lot of men that will put themselves first and they will work hard. They'll go to school. They'll get a good education. And maybe become very well trained in the things of the world. And maybe even go out and really work hard and do something fantastic and have a good job or build their own company or their own empire and make maybe millions. And then when they get to be about 40 or 50 or maybe 60, they didn't serve God, and their life falls apart, and they spend all the money that they've made trying to regain their health. And then they die either in poverty or in pain and sickness. This book explains all that to you. It tells you why all these things happen. But the very first word in the book of Psalms, number one, it says, blessed is the man. Now then, there's a requirement here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now then, there's a lot of people out there that's ungodly today. In fact, probably most of the people I run into in the world are ungodly. People are mean. You know, they want to hurt somebody. They're really not good people. They go around cussing and taking the Lord's name in vain and drinking and drugging and smoking and all kinds of things. But all those things will lead to an early death. Every one of them. You know, those are not things God tells you to do in this book. They are contrary to this book. But this book says in Psalms 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, you don't go to a man for counsel if he's not walking with God. Now, if you do, you're going to get the wrong counsel. You don't want to go there. This man will not direct you in the path that God wants you to go, because he does not know what the paths of God are. So you don't want to go to someone that is ungodly for counsel. Now then, when it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In other words, if you stand in the way of sinners, in other words, if you go with a sinner, let's say you go out with the guys drinking, or go out with the guys carousing around. Go out, you think there's no big deal, especially when you're young. You go out to the places where the bars and the prostitutes are, and you take part with them. The Word of God clearly tells you in the book of Proverbs, those ways and those women that are out there that are prostitutes, her former members that came, that visited in her home, are now in hell. That's scary, isn't it? But it says, men that do not stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of his Lord, law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, this was my problem. Where it says here, if my delight is in the law of God or the Word of God. I can remember a great portion of my life when I did not read this book. I didn't even go pick it up. Oh, I take it to church with me on Sunday. Yeah, I was a Christian. Yeah, I went to church every Sunday. I mean, every Sunday. And I even started later in life, by the time I got to be about, I don't know, 28 or 30 years old, I was teaching a Bible study class in a Baptist church. But I didn't do much studying. I was too busy. After all, it's only God's Word. That's what I thought. And so I would sit down Saturday night, an hour or two before Sunday morning, and I'd read over a few verses thinking I'm going to teach this book. Boy, how wrong I was. I realized that this book, as I begin to listen to it, it says here, just like it says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 2, my delight must be in the law of the Lord, and in his law I must meditate day and night. Now, who would ever expect God to require me to be reading his law and studying it day and night? Well, I never saw God do any kind of a miracle or a healing or anything, answer any prayers, when I didn't do what he said. But later on, as I began to teach a Bible study class, I realized how little I knew about this book. So I began to spend anywhere from 5 to 15 hours a week reading this book. That was quite a switch from the 1 hour on Saturday night that I would look over a few verses to try to be able to teach them. You can't teach the Bible reading an hour on Saturday night before Sunday school class on Sunday morning. You don't learn anything. You need to meditate in the Word of God day and night, just like the book says. And you must delight in it. It must not do it out of drudgery. You don't say, oh, my goodness gracious, I've got to sit down here and read an hour before tomorrow because I got to teach a Bible study class tomorrow. That don't make God happy. That doesn't do nothing for you, and that don't do nothing for Him either. But if you have a delight, you say, Lord, I love Your Word. I love You. I want to get here in here, and I want to study Your Word, and I want to pray over this Word. I realize that You're God, that I love You, and You love me. And I want to get in this book, and I want to study Your law, and I want You to reveal to me the truths of this book. Remember, this book is alive. This is not just a novel you're reading. You know, this book is alive. It's real. The God that made this book, He is this book. This is the King. If you hold this in your hand, you hold the King in your hand, because He said He and His Word are one and the same. So this is God. This is Him. This is what He is. This is what He likes. This is what He doesn't like. This is what He requires of you. So the closer you get to the Word, the closer you get to God, the more you'll know about Him. But He said, if your delight is in the law of God, if your delight is in this law, and you will meditate or study, think about it day and night. Then He said, if you will do that, and He said, then you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Just think about that one verse, all the things He said there. If you want to be blessed, and every man wants to be blessed, every person on this earth wants to be blessed, I have learned this secret. If you will get in this book and study this book, you cannot keep from being blessed. God will bless you, and it's amazing what He promised to give us here if we will do what He says. He says, if you will get in this book and study it, not only will you be blessed, but He said, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, if you plant a tree and you want it to grow, you don't take it out in the middle of the desert and plant it where there's no water. If you live in a dry climate, like lots of places that our television shows go, if you plant that tree and you don't water it, that tree will die. I mean, I have planted several trees in my life and didn't have time in the summer to water them like I should, and they die. But if you want them to really produce a great crop, you got to water them regularly and fertilize them and everything.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.